bless you. Right there where you are, let's close our eyes, beloved. And sing this song loud and clear. Sing it with a heart believing God for great things here today. Power must change in my life. Hallelujah. Oh, what Hallelujah, I want you to sing this song like a warrior, believing the Lord that better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. This is the final Power Must Change Hands program for the year 2014, and the Lord is said to do mighty things. Therefore, don't let anybody's voice be louder than yours. As you sing this song with fire and with power. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is our winner man. Jesus is our winner man. Jesus is our winner man. A winner man all the time. Jesus is our winner man.
Jesus is a winner man. Oh, Jesus is a winner man. Oh, a winner man all the time.
Winner man,
winner man, winner man.
I'm a brand new man. Oh, things have passed away. I'm born again. More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation.
I'm a brand new. Let me hear you sing.
I'm a new creation.
Oh, yes, sir.
I'm a brand new man.
Hallelujah.
Oh, things have passed away. I'm born again.
I'm born again.
More than a conqueror. That's who I am.
That's who I am.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
Sing it again, Lord, I pray.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
All things have passed away.
All things have passed away. I'm born again.
I'm born again.
More than a conqueror. That's who I am.
Hallelujah.
I'm a new creation.
Young, young, young. For the reason of anointing, every yoke must be broken. By the reason of anointing, every yoke must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken
by the reason of anointing.
Every
yoke must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken
by the reason of anointing.
Every
yoke must be broken.
Every yoke must be broken
by the reason of anointing.
Every
yoke must be broken.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world. Jesus, all the world.
Jesus, all the world.
Eyes closed. Listen carefully, beloved. This final palm of St. John's for this year is not an ordinary meeting. If the Lord has brought you here, or you are connecting to this program in any way, any area, it must be that there are miracles in your life that has to happen before the year runs to a close. Therefore, listen carefully. This is a highly prophetic meeting. The louder your amen to claim the prophecies, the faster the prophecies will glue to your forehead. If in the process of shouting amen to these prophecies, you lose your voice, but the prophecies glued to your forehead, then you have made a good bargain. But if you come here pretending as if you're a gentleman, when the Bible says the violent take it by force, then it will be a tragedy. This is a very, very serious matter. I prophesy upon your life that you will prosper beyond your wildest dream. You will prosper beyond your wildest dream and beyond your wildest expectation. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
By the decree of heaven, by the decree of heaven, I decree that your life shall be plugged into the supernatural socket of favor of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen.
Amen.
By the oracles of the living God, I decree that every dry bone of your life shall come back alive. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the awesome power of God, I decree that for the remaining days left in this year, your mouth shall be larger than the mouth of your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Your mouth shall be larger than the mouth of your enemies. In the name of Jesus. Listen, beloved. By the mighty roar of the Lion of Judah, every assignment of the enemy in your life shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I announce,
okay,
by the power that divided the Red Sea, that the key that will open the door of your greatness. You shall receive it now in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Masika tenda yabo shente yaba. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I decree, by the glorious triumph of Jesus on the cross,
that
wherever you are, you are unbeatable, you are unstoppable, you are unconquerable, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Silence. Silence. All eyes closed. Silence. I wish you could see what has happened by claiming of those seven prophecies.
Aha.
Ben. I decree upon your life that any power that wants you to die shall die in your place. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, by the strong hand of God, you are lifted above all your enemies. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Power to become wiser and wealthier. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Something is happening here. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Silence. You the power of cancer. Get out of your hiding place and depart in the name of Jesus. Every arrow fired into the right side of your heart, fired into the womb, fired into the intestine, backfire in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, we thank you. Continue to lay your hands upon your people. And by the power of the
El Shaddai,
I decree that everyone saying amen now shall become the storehouse of the Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. I have a word for somebody here. And anyone who can claim it too. The Lord said I should tell you that the problems that swallowed others shall announce your promotion in the name of Jesus.
makate sate abushandi raba riba palia ni katenda kaya abushandi
sotoni amoto.
Amen.
Amen.
I still have two more words for somebody here. And anybody who can clinch the serpents and scorpions that have swallowed your glory shall vomit them now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen. All the powers that are saying over their dead bodies, will you marry? Over their dead bodies, will you have children? That over their dead bodies, will you prosper? Before we close this service, let those powers die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I see somebody else again. The Lord said I should tell you that person. Although you are afraid, but the Lord said I should tell you that your grave shall not be determined by your enemies. Thank you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'd like you to walk up to seven persons. Look at them straight in the eye. Say, my friend, there shall not be any evil carry over. In the name of Jesus. Say it to seven persons before you sit down. Let's stop and say, God bless.
Lord, you for Lord, you for
miracles at the end point.
I want to share Yano ni ibi pari.
Or if you like, last minute miracles. Miracles at the end point. Or if you like, last minute miracles. In 2 Kings chapter 13. 2 Kings chapter 13. That woman over there, I have a word for you from the Lord. And any other person who can claim with you, that the angels of the living God, they shall move against those forces detaining your breakthrough. They shall move against them. Right now. In the name of Jesus. And all your past errors shall be corrected to become promotion. In the name of Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 20. And Elisha died.
Elisha Ziku.
And they buried him.
What's he saying?
And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming in of the year.
Ẹgbẹ́ àwọn ará Moab sì gbé ogun wá ilẹ̀ náà lámọ̀dún.
At the coming in of the year.
Ní àmọ́dún.
And it came to pass.
Ó sì ṣe.
As they were burying a man.
Bí wọ́n ti ń sìnkú ọkùnrin kan.
That behold.
Sì kíyèsí.
They spied a band of men.
Wọ́n rí ẹgbẹ́ kan.
And they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha.
Wọ́n sì ju ọkùnrin náà sínú isà òkú Elisha.
And when the man was let down.
Nígbà tí a sì sọ ọ́ sílẹ̀.
And touched the bones of Elisha.
Tí ọkùnrin náà fi ara kan egungun Elisha.
He revived.
Ó sì sọjí.
And stood up on his feet.
Ó sì dìde dúró ní ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀.
Miracle at the end point.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu nígbà tí
nǹkan ti last parí. Minute miracles.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu ìṣẹ́jú ìkẹyìn.
They came to bury a man.
Wọ́n wá sìnkú ọkùnrin kan.
The man was gone.
Ọkùnrin ọ̀hún ti kú.
But at the point of burial.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó kú kẹ́lẹ́ kí wọ́n gbé e sí.
God showed up.
Ọlọ́run fara hàn.
That is miracle at the end point.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu nígbà ìgbẹ́.
Last minute miracles.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu ìṣẹ́jú tó fẹ́.
The Egyptians.
Àwọn ará Egypti.
They pursued the Israelites.
Wọ́n lé pa àwọn ọmọ Ísíráélì.
To a dead end.
Dé ibi tí kò ti sọ́nà
mọ́. By the Red Sea.
Létí òkun.
Last minute.
Ìṣẹ́jú ìkẹyìn.
God showed up.
Ọlọ́run fara hàn.
The true Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Was a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Into the fiery furnace.
Sinu ileru.
Then inside that furnace.
Ninu inu ileru.
God showed up.
Olorun yoju.
The true Daniel.
Was a Daniel.
Into the lion's den.
Sinu ihu kinihu.
Inside that den.
Nínú ihò kìnìún náà.
God showed up.
Ọlọ́run fara hàn.
Last minute miracle.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu ìṣẹ́jú tó kẹ́yìn.
Last minute miracle.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu ìṣẹ́jú tó kẹ́yìn.
What do we mean by this?
Kí ni ìtumọ̀ eléyìí?
We mean miracles that happen when nothing is expected anymore.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa iṣẹ́ ìyanu tó ṣẹlẹ̀. Nígbà tá ò fojú sọ́nà fún nǹkan kan mọ́.
We mean miracles that happens when the chapter appears closed.
Iṣẹ́ ìyanu tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nígbà tá bá ti pa ojú ewé dé.
We mean miracles that happen when time appears to have run out.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa iṣẹ́ ìyanu tí ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nígbà tó jọ pé àkókò ti
tó. We mean miracles that happen at the 11th hour.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa iṣẹ́ ìyanu tó ṣẹlẹ̀ ní wákàtí kọkànlá.
We mean miracles that happen before the deadline.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa iṣẹ́ ìyanu tó ṣẹlẹ̀ kí àkókò gbègede kó tó pé.
That is why I'm prophesying upon your life now.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí mo fi ń sọ tẹ́lẹ̀ sáyé rẹ.
That every prison house.
Ṣé gbogbo ilé túbú.
Confronting your destiny.
Tó ń dojúkọ àyànmọ́ rẹ.
Shall be opened by force.
Á ṣe wọ tipátipá.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
Not only that.
Kì í ṣe ìyẹn nìkan.
The God of performance.
Ọlọ́run ti ń ṣe iṣẹ́ rẹ̀.
The God of performance.
Ọlọ́run ti ń gbé iṣẹ́ rẹ̀.
Shall do the impossible in your life.
Ó ṣe ohun tí kò ṣeé ṣe.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
and where they say you will not enter. The post they say you will not reach. The house they say you will not live in. The places they say you will not go. Whether they like it or not. The God of Elijah shall take you there in the name of Jesus. Of embarrassment and disgrace that the enemy has opened shall be shattered to pieces in the name of Jesus. What do we mean by last minute miracles? We mean miracles that happen at the last moment. I'm explaining this now because many of these things will happen here today before you go. We mean miracles that happen at crisis point. We mean miracles that happen at crossroads. Listen, at the crossroads, doesn't know what to do again. We mean miracles that happen when doctors have given up. Doctors have given up. Miracles that happen when doctors have given up. And we have seen many of those kind of things. And the patient becomes a controversy in the hospital. They can't reconcile how this person was yesterday and what the person is now. Miracles that happen when all hopes have been punctured. Miracles that happen when men have drawn the conclusion of impossibility. We mean miracles that happen when everything has boiled down to nothing. Miracles that happen when prayer warrior counselors and ministers have given up. Miracles that happen when all available means of solution have dried up. Miracles that happen when all expectations have collapsed. We mean help from God that effects a change that is impossible to men. We're talking about the act of God that has no respect for scientific analysis. You must have heard me sharing that testimony of that woman. She came for a service at the headquarters. A Wednesday service. She sat at the back. She didn't even have access to see what was happening at the front. But she was hearing the word where she was standing. She had come with a large goiter on her throat. She came all the way from the United Kingdom. But as she stood there, all of a sudden, the word of God located her. As that word is located you now. And she had and the goiter just vanished. Amen.
Amen.
Then she decided to go back to the United Kingdom. At the airport, there was not a problem. The picture on her passport showed a woman with a large swelling on the throat. But the woman they are seeing now, the neck is now normal. The face was the same, the neck was now normal.
oju iduro bo se ri sugbon orun o ti wa ni de de to ye ko wa.
They say, madam, this is your face, but this is not your neck.
Ora arabi oju yin re sugbon orun yin ko yi.
Amen.
Amen.
And she said, he said, I went to somewhere and God healed me. When men have given up, when men have said there is no way, when men have said road closed, miracles that happen at that point is what you call last minute miracles. I see somebody here today, you shall receive that last minute breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I prophesy upon that brother over there. You are there, you are wearing white, but others can claim it too. The Lord said, I should tell you that those powers that have padlocked your success shall release the keys by force in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So it's an act of God that has no respect for scientific explanation or analysis.
It's
God's intervention in an unpalatable situation. Whether the person has faith or not. That dead man that was dropped on Elijah's sepulcher had no faith, he was dead. He was not even alive to have faith. By last minute miracles, we mean unexpected disgrace of long term problems.
And so it is due to our position of glory. It should all of you prepare.
If you over there can shout this sevenfold amen, any long term challenge facing your life, I cancel it now in the name of Jesus. By last minute miracles, we mean the God whom you seek suddenly coming into your temple. A woman gave a testimony here some years back. When she came to the front and carried a baby, we thought she was carrying her grandchild, because she was 56 or 57.
Her
menstruation stopped 26 years. Previously, it stopped 26 years ago. And now here she was. The first husband ran away because he said there is no child. Now, all of a sudden, she started feeling funny. She thought it was malaria. Until the doctor said, this is not malaria, but what I'm seeing is strange. I prophesy upon the life of somebody here. The God whom you seek shall suddenly come into your situation. In the name of Jesus. And listen,
Bob.
And the tunnel of witchcraft which they are forcing you to go through, the tunnel shall explode. Back to the face of the witches. In the name of Jesus. By last minute miracles, we mean the unexpected visitation of messengers from heaven to your situation. We're talking about signs and wonders we don't expect. We're talking about the move of God that goes beyond your expectation. We're talking about the miraculous experience that will bring joy to you. That will bring tears of joy to your eyes. When we talk about last minute miracles, we're talking about the sudden arising of the Lord and scattering of his enemies. We're talking about God coming from unexpected quarters at unexpected time to help you. We're talking about help from God that causes a change that is impossible for man. This is a very, very serious situation. I see somebody here. That last minute miracle will happen in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
This happened somewhere in Kenya. A little girl was helping her parents to sell fruits, to help pay her school fees. And then kidnappers accosted her. They accosted her, tied her hands. A girl of 10 years or so tied them out and put her on the floor. One of them was guarding her. The other two went to bring the car. Perhaps they wanted to use her for magic of magic money, magic ritual. So two went to bring the car, one stood by her. But the little girl began to make noise.
Woo, woo,
woo, because they've covered her mouth.
What he did,
a she lion had that cry in the forest and began to track the sand down. And the lion came there. When the man guiding the girl saw the lion, he ran. As he ran, he was saying, what an unlucky girl. So the lion will eat that girl. But this lion got to the side of the girl and just laid down there by the side of the girl. Amen.
Amen.
The two men who went to bring the car, when they got down from the car
to
approach the young girl, they saw a lion by her side. They too, they fled, ran away, saying, what an unlucky girl. When they ran away, the lion just calmly stood up and walked back into the forest. I see somebody here. You shall have strange divine intervention. In the name of Jesus, let your hammer roar like thunder. Of Sarefat in the Bible. She was left to her last meal. It was the last one. When God showed up in the person of Elijah. It was to be the last meal. God showed up. There is a God that is known as the God of last minute miracle. There is a God that is known as the God of miracle at the end point. Peter was down to nothing. He had fished all night. He had caught nothing. So he was just washing his nets. To go home and tell his wife that there is no food. Then Jesus showed up. And the story changed completely. Can you raise up your right hand where you are? Don't let anybody's words be louder than yours now. Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Situation. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree. Then we pray. Listen, beloved. For you to connect to that God of last minute miracle. First things that you need to surrender your life to that God. If you have not done so before, give your life to Jesus right now at this last time of change and service. Number two is that you must repent from every known sin. Number three is that you must cry to that Lord. Cry to that God for a divine intervention. For a divine intervention. Right there where you are, while all eyes are closed. If you are here in this service and you are not born again, you've not just surrendered your life to Jesus, I don't want you to miss out of this morning's blessings. Get up from your feet and run to the altar here, or any of the two altars at the back. Say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I too want to connect to the God of last minute miracles. Run quickly to the altar at the front here, or any of the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you here. This may be the last opportunity you have. You need to use it well. Jesus is waiting for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Keep coming, keep coming.
Emma bo.
Those of you at the altar, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision you can ever take in life. Just close your eyes and bow down your heads.
And say this after me. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. Keep them standing by your power. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their lives no longer remain the same. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The counselors will speak with you where you are and give you more instructions. The rest of us all over this auditorium and wherever you are connected to us, bow down your heads and begin to talk to God that in the next prophetic decree, anything that can hinder you, let heaven remove it now. Begin to talk to the Lord now. Let's rise to our feet, please. And stretch your right hand towards this altar now. And let your amen roar like thunder. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, you are going to strike it 21 times. And as you strike it with a loud voice, you will shout fire, so that the fire of God will burn it to ashes. Get yourself ready. Let's go.
Oh yeah.
Check your body now. Begin to do what you could not do before. Every arrow of paralysis begin to depart. Every strange vomiting, strange bleeding, I bind your power and I cast you out. Every pain in the head, pain in the chest, pain in the womb, pain in the legs, I bind you and I cast you at the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, let every evil load of infirmity go back to the centers in the name of Jesus. Check your body now.
Yeah, go around.
Do what you could not do before. Immediately you discover that you have been healed, run quickly to the altar here. Don't let the devil put it back. Something is happening over there. Check that swelling in your womb, it has disappeared. Check the swelling in the breast, it has disappeared.
There's
all the power of God coming up on that person over there. If you cannot use your leg, begin to use it. You cannot walk, begin to walk.
mouth.
In the name of Jesus. Check your body. Find a way to this altar. Very quickly. Don't let the devil put it back on you. Makaten da yaboshende raba. Da siten de ke yaboshende. I am going to cancel from this altar. And the power of God is going to fall on 50 persons. These 50 persons, anytime something good is coming their ways, battle will just increase. As I count seven from here, the hand of God will fall upon you, and that yoke of the enemy shall be broken. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yes.
Then
the battle that is waging against you at the edge of your breakthrough, I paralyze that battle now. I speak unto someone here by the spirit of prophecy. Hear the word of the Lord. The buried greatness of your father's house, you shall repossess it in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Benny.
There is someone here. I say, what to you from the Lord? I don't know who you are. The Lord said, I should tell you that the power of God shall single you out for honor. Yes. Listen, brother, listen. The Lord said you have been fighting all your life. Fighting. But within the next 10 days, the time to sing your song and dance your dance has come. To be recognized. Your God shall announce your name. Your God shall announce your name. Your God shall announce your name. In the name of Jesus. I prophesy upon your life over there that the son of your life shall not listen to the voice of witchcraft. In the name of Jesus, every river of pain from which upon which you have been swimming, receive deliverance from that river in the name of Jesus. Just and I saw one here, the Lord said, I should tell you that the breakthroughs you are going to have within the next few days shall surpass all the breakthroughs you have ever had.
orúkọ Jésù. Bẹ́ẹ̀ni.
Just like Mordecai.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ti Mordecai.
Your adversary shall plan your celebration.
Àwọn ọ̀gá rẹ ni yóò ṣètò àjọyọ̀ rẹ.
A sevenfold amen to that. Where they have told you in the past that there is no way.
Níbi tí wọ́n ti sọ fún ọ nígbà kan rí pé kò sáàyè.
In a mysterious way, your God shall open the way.
Ọlọ́run yóò lànà bẹ́ẹ̀.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oṣù Jésù.
Get yourself ready now.
Ẹ gbára divine.
It is time to pray a divine intervention prayer.
Òtítọ́ àkókò láti gba àdúrà ìdásí Ọlọ́run.
The kind of prayers that God will never neglect.
Irú àwọn àdúrà tí Ọlọ́run ìṣàtì.
Can you say this after me with boiling fire in your voice?
Pẹ̀lú iná tó ń hó nínú ohùn rẹ, wí báyìí tẹ̀lé mi.
When Jesus spoke to that deaf and dumb man.
Nígbà tí Jésù bá ọkùnrin tó di tí tó sì yá odi ni sọ̀rọ̀.
He spoke a word to the man.
Ó bá ọkùnrin náà sọ̀rọ̀.
He said, Ephata.
Ó ní ṣí.
That is open.
Ephata.
And by the time Jesus shouted Ephata on
it. Nígbà tí Jésù sì wípé Ephata.
It opened.
Ó ṣí.
It is time for you to shout your own Ephata too.
Ó ti tó àkókò fún ọ láti kígbe Ephata.
Can you say this loud and clear?
Kígbe báyìí lóhùn rárá.
Every good
door
that the enemies have closed. Can I hear you shouting this loud? Your voice is not loud enough.
Orúkọ Jésù la gbàdúrà.
I saw one in this meeting now.
Ẹnìkan wà ní ìpàdé ìbáyé.
It's like they have shared out your body in the witchcraft coven.
Ìṣe ló jọ pé wọ́n ti pín ẹ̀yà ara rẹ káàkiri nínú àjọ àjẹ.
At the count of seven.
Gba tí òǹkà yóò fi dé
ìkejì. They shall vomit what they have swallowed from your body.
Wọ́n á pọ ohun tí wọ́n ti gbé mi lára rẹ.
And immediately you can do what you could not do before.
Lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀ tó bá ti lè ṣe ohun tó ò lè ṣe tẹ́lẹ̀.
Run quickly to this altar.
Má dùbọ̀ níwájú pẹpẹ yìí.
One.
Ení.
Two.
Èjì.
Three.
Ẹ̀ta.
Four.
Ẹni.
Five.
Àrú.
Six. Seven.
Èjé.
Just do what you could not do before.
Ohun tó lè ṣe tẹ́lẹ̀ ṣe.
That's right, your strength is back.
Okun rẹ ti padà.
Run quickly to this altar. Don't let the devil put it back.
Má jẹ́ kí ó ṣe dá a padà o.
Má katẹ́ndà yàbá. We need to pray that prayer again.
A ó tún àdúrà yẹn gbà.
We need to pray that prayer again.
A nílò láti tún àdúrà
yẹn gbà. You will now be specific.
Ó wà sọ̀rọ̀ ṣán.
Road.
Ọ̀nà.
To my breakthrough.
Sí àlàjá mi.
Road.
Ọ̀nà.
To my career.
Sí iṣẹ́ mi.
Road.
Ọ̀nà.
To my marriage.
Sí ìgbéyàwó mi.
Put whatever you want inside now.
Ohun tó bá kan ni kó o fi sínú rẹ.
Road.
Ọ̀nà.
To my career.
Sí iṣẹ́ mi.
Ephata.
Sí.
Open your mouth and begin to cry to the Lord.
Bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kéèké Olúwa.
Abravich.
Efata le lori.
Efata. Name we pray. I speak unto you by the spirit of prophecy that all those who are asking, can any good thing come out of
Nazareth?
They shall see the glory of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, that strong man assigned to disgrace you shall be buried alive in the name of Jesus. Any power
hired
to pull you down shall be buried alive in the name of
Jesus.
Your enemies will not laugh at you, but you shall laugh your enemies to scorn. In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Father, we cover the signs and wonders, testimonies with the blood of Jesus. Affliction will never rise again in Jesus' name. Now, bring out your special tithes and offering for this meeting now. Very quickly, before we continue with our prophetic prayers, bring it. Amen.
Amen.
If this month is a bad day, can you rise upon your feet for prayer, please? On your wedding anniversary, Father, we thank you for this, your children. We are celebrating this month. We pray, Lord, that if you tarry in your coming, that there will be bigger bundles of testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord God will arise for your sake.
He
will bless you to a mighty degree. In Jesus' name we pray. Bring out your prayer letter. Rise your feet and point it towards this altar. And let your amen roar like thunder as you pray on the prayer letter. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know the desires of our heart. And you can read everything. Father, I pray that every prayer letter written here shall become testimonies in the name of Jesus. The Lord will answer you by fire. And there shall be no evil carry over into the coming year. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bring out any certificate that you want the power of God to visit now. Hold it in your right hand and rise to your feet. And as I prophesy upon your life, upon that certificate, let your amen be louder than that of anybody here. It is important that your amen be very loud. The Bible says the violent take it by force. Then 12 midnight today, 12 midnight sharp, you will lay your hand on the same certificate and pray the prayers at the back of this
paper in your hand.
Which
the paper we have given to you this morning. You will lay your hands on those certificates. 12 midnight. And pray those prayers on the certificates. That is why we wrote it there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father.
Baba.
We come before you according to your command. And according to the instructions you have given unto us. Matenda le katenda ribo sepe lakaya. Ribo sepa le kaya bo shente rabo senta. Nakande rabo seponde kaya bo shanta. I decree upon your life that the strong man set up against your career, the strong man set up against your certificate, the strong man set up against your business, the strong man set up against your marriage. I bury them now in the name of Jesus. I bury them now in the name of Jesus. Every power of bewitchment upon any certificate presented now, I cancel you now. In the name of Jesus, be cancelled. 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 In the name of Jesus. The Almighty God shall raise you 10 times higher than your colleagues. In the name of Jesus, beginning from today, if you ask for one helper, 10 helpers shall rush to you. In the name of Jesus, the man assigned to destroy you shall die in your place in the name of Jesus. Every sickness assigned to stop your destiny shall die violently in the name of Jesus. I decree upon you that where they say there is no way, where they block the way, the bulldozing power of the Holy Ghost shall make way for you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all the satanic voices speaking against your life, I silence them now in the name of Jesus. And you that sits over there, the dark agents blocking your marriage shall die violently in the name of Jesus. And right there with these certificates in your hand, receive divine acceleration. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. The power of delayed testimonies. The power of delayed promotion. Assigned against your life. I kill them now in the name of Jesus. Aha.
Then.
Now you will now shout this louder than anyone around you. My certificate. Hear the word of the Lord. You are speaking to that certificate now. Just like that man of God spoke to the altar in the Bible. Can I hear you shouting it? Make it louder than that, beloved. Then with a commanding shout, you will say, prosper! In the name of Jesus.
something is going on here.
Oh, kan sele ni.
Jesus, name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, Kabadura.
Say thank you, Jesus. Pick one song of praises.
Fury, you come in.
As you wave that certificate and sing it.
Both my feet, where in your
one song of praises.
Only in your palm.
Yes. So even here. Of the Lord, Lord, you're worthy to praise and so we come. We ask with one accord, singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name. Amen. Now we have arrived at a serious portion into this meeting. As many people as want to key into the mystery of last minute miracles. They should receive these prophecies with violent amen. But don't forget, next Saturday, 8 a.m. to 12 noon, women prayer is taking place here. The women should come fasting. 8 a.m. to 12 noon, men's deliverance in the main, in the auditorium over there. In the hall. Any challenge you have been having as a man, come for that program. And don't forget the fasting, 7 days fasting to the new year. And that we are going to meet here on the 31st. 5 p.m. and pray our way into the new year. Fasting. You break your fast with liquid and juice. Not food. We will not permit food there at all. You break at midnight when we shout Happy New Year. You break with juice or water. Thereafter, after the completion of our prayers, you can eat proper food. Don't forget all these important programs. And the singles should not forget their meeting on the 20th, 8 a.m. to 12
a.m.
Thank you, Jesus. You may put the certificates away now.
I told you I were aware.
Remember, 12 midnight. You lay your hands on that certificate. Take this leaflet we have given to you. You will say a portion there, prayer for deliverance of certificates. Pray it upon that certificate. Everybody raise your right hand to the heavens. And let your amen be loud and clear. Especially if you want to connect to the God of last minute miracles. I prophesy upon your life that every serpent assigned to bite your destiny shall die. In the name of Jesus. The Lord God that dwelleth in Zion, he shall arise and fight for you by day and by night. And any coffin of darkness assigned against you shall be roasted. Shall be roasted. Shall be roasted. Shall be roasted. In the name of Jesus. Every power assigned to swallow your resources, they shall dry up in the name of Jesus. Every satanic panel set up in the covenant against you, they shall destroy themselves. They shall destroy themselves. They shall destroy themselves. Any power that wants to use you as a sacrifice shall destroy themselves in the name of Jesus. Every power behind your battles, I command the powers to die in the name of Jesus. They must die in the name of Jesus. Every chain limiting your life, I command that chain to break. I command the chain to break. I command the chain to break. And right there where you are, I raise the altar of prosperity over your life. Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, you shall prosper. Shout, I receive it 7 times. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. It that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. Any tragedy left this year is minus you and your family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Silence now. Silence now. Please be silent now. The Lord is carrying out a surgery on 3 persons. It is this surgery that will preserve their lives. There is a hidden infirmity in your body that they have not even located, but the power of God has located it now. Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you, and the yoke of that serpent of infirmity is broken. As the first person, that's number two, that's number three. The yoke of marine powers, the yoke of forest spirits, the yoke of familiar spirits, the yoke of domestic witchcraft, the yoke of the strong man of your father's house that has been pursuing your destiny, I break them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Within the next 10 days from today, there are people here who will be ushered into great testimonies, great prosperity, great breakthroughs, in the name of Jesus. Let us share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. 21 glorious hallelujah.